This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, Robert Reese here. Welcome to the CEO Show. Each week, we interview the top CEOs in America so you can learn directly about success in business. To hear any one of our 750 past CEO interviews, just go to CEOshow.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Dawn Zier. How are you, Dawn?
Great. Thanks for having me.
And thanks for being here. So Dawn is the CEO of Nutrisystem. Now, it's a brand everyone's heard of for 45 years. What do people know about Nutrisystem, and what don't they know about what the company really is?
Well, I think everybody knows that Nutrisystem is about weight loss, and that's what we've done for the last 45 years, safe, effective weight loss, and the program works. I don't think what people realize is that it's not just about weight loss. We're in the business of transforming lives and every day making people feel more confident, more empowered, really able to participate more in life with their families and be their, we like to say, be the healthiest version of themselves. And that's really what we try to do.
So later on, we'll talk more about the specifics, mm-hmm. but I just want to get some idea. You have a lot of interesting new programs that you put together digitally, how to measure. Talk about some unique practices that Nutrisystem has in weight loss management and in building confidence and transforming oneself.
Sure. So, you know, we have a lot. So one of the things that we believe in is that one size doesn't fit all when it comes to losing weight or in terms of getting along the journey of optimal health. So one of the things that we focused on actually is multiple programs. So we're one of the few weight loss companies out there that actually has two powerhouse brands, both Nutrisystem and the South Beach Diet, which are different ways that people, different nutritional ways that people choose to exercise and lose their weight. So that's been extremely effective for us. We have other products. So it's always about innovation with losing weight. And one of the newest things we've come out with is this DNA Body Blueprint, which actually is taking your genes, analyzing your genes, and coming back to you with the best way that you personally can lose weight. And that's pretty cool.
Wait. So if I want to do that, what would they do? They take my DNA, look into my genes, my 23 chromosomes?
It's a swab, and then we provide a 30-page report to you that actually tells you why you might lose weight differently than I would. So it could be about your metabolism. It could be about your eating behaviors. It could be, you know, I have a sweet tooth. You have a salt tooth or whatever it might be. A million different ways that really distinguish why one way would work better for you to lose weight and keep it off that might be different for me.
So that is really interesting. And what I want to shift over now, though, is to leadership.
Sure.
So in 2012, you took over as CEO. Mm-hmm. Talk about what the state of Nutrisystem was when you took over.
Yeah, it was interesting. The company needed to go through a complete turnaround, a complete transformation. It had been declining profits for 5 years at that time, declining revenues, and I was brought in to turn around the company. And what I saw when I decided to come into the company, it was a brand that needed a little dusting off. So while it had been relevant in the past, it kind of lost its way a little bit and lost its relevance. It was a brand that had focused from actually weight loss, which is what we were known for, to actually doing a lot of great work in food science and developing foods for customers, but then became enamored with the fact that it was developing all these great foods and began to think of itself as a food company instead of a weight loss company.
I was not aware of that.
Right. And if you think of, you know, food versus weight loss, you know, and the unique
especially
selling proposition.
Especially because of your DNA,
right.
The food may not work for one person, it works for another.
Right. But you know, the fact is that the company started really talking in its commercials about food messaging, and really what we still deliver was the benefit of helping people along their optimal journey to health and losing weight. So one of the things I thought coming in as a marketer at heart is that we really had to move the message back towards weight loss, and really innovation is important. So, you know, we've talked a little bit about some of our innovations. Fast 5 Turbo 10, the DNA Body Blueprint, which just came out this past July. But really what we needed to do was really rethink the whole entire company from the marketing, from an innovation perspective. And then one of the things that we discovered is that the company actually was afraid of changing. And I don't think this is abnormal when you think about companies that aren't doing well. You almost hang on to things as a last resort and are afraid of change.
Do you think more companies who aren't doing well are afraid of change?
I think so. I think people, you know, one of the things that when I came into the company that I heard was a fear of cannibalizing yourself. But, you know, I think the truth of the matter is if you don't cannibalize yourself, somebody else will. So you always have to be open to change and moving forward, and sometimes that's cannibalizing part of your business.
This is Robert Rees on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Dawn Zier, who is the CEO of Nutrisystem. So now I want to ask you, if you fast forward, after 6 years of decline, you had the first year of profit, mm-hmm. and now for 4 years in a row, you've had double-digit profit.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't happen by chance, really. What specifically did you do to achieve that?
So one of the things we really focused on was, again, innovation. And that was really important to make sure that we were delivering something new and interesting to the customer. And, you know, what we focused on was, you know, turning the revenue trajectory around. So we had 7 years. In 2014, it was 7 years of revenue declines, and we began entering our first year of double-digit revenue growth. And that was something that, you know, we had been accelerating. And one of the things when I came into the company was really understanding the culture. And I think culture is the background for almost everything that sets the stage for future success. And really hard to understand that as you're interviewing and trying to come into a role. But, you know, the company was one that actually had accepted back in 2012, you know, losing. It was okay. Like, if it didn't do well, they just tried
again
next year.
It's like, well, we have a higher purpose. Let's just live with it instead of let's be a winning company.
And that was one of the things that we very quickly came in and turned around, you know, built a top-tier management team that consisted of existing members of the team that were doing well and bringing in new blood into the organization.
Well, I know you brought in a new CMO, you brought in a new CFO very quickly.
Yeah, very quickly. Within the first 3 to 6 months, we changed out a lot of the leadership team. But again, very importantly, also left the strong players, because I'm a big believer that as you bring a company together, it can't be old versus new. It really has to be a blending of talent. And, you know, there has to be a relationship between the old talent and the new talent, and really working together against the same initiatives.
So how do you get rid of the old talent that's not working? Or how do you change the culture? Do you do anything, for example, with compensation? What are the pieces?
Well, the first thing you do is listen, right? So I mm-hmm. think when you come in as a new CEO, we all have our ideas of what things should look like, what things should be, but really you have to let people tell you the story and tell you what they think is going on, what's good, what's bad about the company. And what I quickly learned when I came into the company is that, you know, We're an e-commerce-driven company. We are a data-driven company, but very few people were coming to me talking about the facts. So I said, okay, I'm willing to have any conversation with anybody, but please just come to me with data to support the hypotheses that you're putting forward.
So you would actually tell people right up front, I want to hear everything, I'm listening now, but I need to hear from facts.
Right.
Don't just give me hypotheses.
Right, because if it's your opinion or my opinion, I'll go with my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, but if we want to have a fact-based conversation, let's do that and really drive towards how we can.
And did people really change?
People did over time, because we would stop meetings if they weren't fact-based. It was kind of weird. It was a little dramatic, but we'd be like, okay, this is not a fact-based conversation. Let's come back tomorrow and try again. Really interesting thing is then the team started coming with reams of facts. So you think of an Excel spreadsheet and think of 20 pages of data. So now everybody was coming with fact overload. So then we had to say, okay, we need to tell the story. You know, what is the meaningful data in the facts to kind of change the trajectory? And again, because we are an e-commerce company, because we have a lot of data, there was a lot of insights that we could draw on to inform our marketing and innovation decisions moving forward.
And how about, I know there were four key pillars, and mm-hmm. we've about a little over a minute before. Could you just talk what some of the key other things you did to change the culture?
Yeah, so was definitely, it was innovation, focus on innovation. It was a focus on getting back to the marketing fundamentals, and that was across television, digital, all different marketing channels. It was then about expanding reach. So we launched into retail, which was the first time that the company had meaningfully gone into
retail.
That's
an enormous thing. What you did with Walmart was a huge, how did you make that happen?
Well, the company, we thought, okay, how can we take a product that works in direct-to-consumer, and what would be a relevant introductory product in retail? And it was a five-day weight loss kit that has done exceptionally well. And then we put an emphasis on execution because, you know, the best strategy, if not well executed, is not going to lead to shareholder value. So we really put a premium on execution and a pay-for-performance culture.
We are going to talk after the break about the pay-per-performance culture. But first, what is the website if anyone wants to visit it?
It's NutriSystem.com.
We could have guessed that. Back in a few.
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads. Often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap. A complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Robert Reese back on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Dawn Zier. And we were talking about turning around the company where you went for the first year in 7 years that it was profitable and then four consecutive years of double-digit growth. By the way, you've won all sorts of awards, the E&Y Entrepreneur Award. You won the Fortune's Fastest Growing Companies, all these awards. But you just talked about a pay-for-performance culture. Describe what you mean by that and what specific actions did you take? Because hundreds of thousands of CEOs are listening in. They want to learn from this.
So I'm a big believer what gets measured gets done. So we were very clear from setting the corporate strategy and then making sure that everybody in the company had goals. And I think a lot of times companies talk about doing that, but then holding people accountable and measuring them against those goals is a different thing. And, you know, at Nutrisystem, when I came there, everybody was treated the same. So there was no differentiation based on performers. And, you know, we were trying to go through a major transformation, which required a lot of sweat equity, if you will, in terms of people willing to put in the time, willing to, you know, go above and beyond. So we decided, you know, what's right and what's going to drive the performance of the company is to align bonuses, payments with performance results. And that aligns with shareholders, it aligns with the employees. And actually what happened, it was pretty remarkable because the superstars of the company and the up-and-comers who really wanted this sort of culture decided to stay in. They opted in to stay, and others that were not as interested in that culture opted out. And I think it was a painless way and a very rewarding way for the people that stayed at the company and delivered results to get recognized.
Okay, so now you've defined more of what the culture is and what you want it to be. What other unique things did you do to actually build the culture? Like, I know you have the cool practice you do about what is the walk around where
people
are on.
Yeah, so, you know, we have a company that's full of, you know, we're a digitally oriented company, so we have a company that's full of millennials, younger people. You know, they want to work differently than somebody like I worked 10 or 15, 20 years ago. And one of the things that we started doing is we put in place some walking stations. So if you were on having a conference call, or if you were, you know, you can attach your laptop to the working station, and you actually can reserve a room and get exercise in during the day while you're still working. Another thing that I'm a big believer that, you know, you sit in your office all day and nobody wants to do that. Everybody feels more energized when they can get up and walk around, and especially at a health and wellness company like Nutrisystem, one of the things that we're working on doing is having more walking meetings. So if it's a meeting that doesn't
walking meetings,
it's good for one. Ones. Like
cool.
If you're in a culture, if you're in,
wait,
in
where would you walk?
We have a beautiful campus, so you know we just go walk outside. You could walk around the building, but really getting outside, nothing better than getting outside for 20 minutes, having a quick update with somebody, and it just is a very healthy way in multiple respects to have meetings when you don't need all these numbers in front of you for the meeting. And that's something we're trying to really incorporate more into the culture. We also have something else that's been going on for quite a couple of years now is an internal weight loss challenge. So we really believe in kind of, you know, this healthy living and healthy aspects of living. So, you know, we do have a weight loss challenge internally. We invite in our success stories. And this is probably one of the most motivating things we do within the company is that people that have gone on Nutrisystem or the South Beach Diet have had success. They come back and they talk to the employees. And it really is a very humbling experience for us, but it really drives home why we come to work each day, which is really to help transform lives.
And let's talk about your personal philosophy. I know in terms of mentors and mentees, mm-hmm. you have a different way of thinking about that, which you've talked about in the past.
Right. So I'm a big believer in giving back and mentoring people. But I think too many of us, as we evolve in our careers, we seem to think that we don't need guidance anymore. So I wouldn't say I have mentors anymore, but I very much surround myself with trusted advisors. And I'm a very big believer that as a CEO, you shouldn't go it alone. And, you know, the reason for that is, the trusted advisors that I work with, what they do is they make sure that I'm pursuing multiple options, that I'm really exploring every opportunity available and challenging me on key points, which then allows me to be stronger in making the ultimate decisions. And I get inputs from my team inside the company as well as external inputs on some of the things that we're working on. And I just find that multiple brains are better than one. I still have to be the decision maker, but I find, again, when I'm surrounded with different facts or different perspectives, that is something that has helped me, I believe, be a more effective CEO.
Let's talk about your background, because here you are an engineer, electrical engineer from MIT. It's not what someone assumes is going to be the CEO of Nutrisystem.
Right. I would say, looking back, that my education as an engineer, both at SUNY Stony Brook, where I went to school undergrad, and at MIT, where I went for engineering, and then later for my MBA.
So you had two masters
from MIT. But really, that electrical engineering, computer science way of being trained, that mindset, I really believe has set me up for success today. Because it's the way that I deal with how I take a complex issue and break it down into subcomponents to problem solve, and then bring it back up into a solution. And I find that it's been very effective, and it's a different way of problem solving than other people problem solve. So my CMO, for example, who is extraordinarily bright and intelligent, we problem solve exactly the opposite way. So if I come at a problem going left to right, she'll come at it going right to left. And if we end up with the same conclusion, I know we've got it. But our minds work totally opposite in terms of how we problem solve. So it's a very effective tool if you think about it. If you have two people problem solving in different ways and end up with the same answer, it's very much a validation.
Absolutely. And so what you're saying is interesting. So you take something and you've a major problem that's sophisticated and highly complex, and you break it down to the core components.
Exactly.
Could you give me an example of how you've used this?
Sure. So, when we think about what is going to work in terms of, it really comes down, if you're listening to customers and trying to understand what they want, and, we bought the South Beach Diet, and then we launched it. And when you launch a product from scratch, you don't get everything right. You don't get everything right out of the gate. So we looked at, we had a solution, we had things that were working, but we weren't sure what exactly was working and what wasn't. So, you break it down into various components, into the marketing messages, into what the customer feedback is, into the supply chain and logistics, and then you problem solve around that, making sure that each pillar is working and working optimally, and then you enhance each, and then you build it back up into a stronger solution, because nothing ever goes as planned. So part of the job, I think, of excelling as a leader is understanding, where things aren't being optimized. And I think that engineering mind set is always about, optimizing and moving forward.
If you were to define your leadership philosophy, how would you codify that? How's that for a pressure question? Not giving you any time to answer.
I have a lot of different things that I think define me as a leader. And I think one of the things I like to think about also is not letting the tail wag the dog. So I think as a company, and in this day and age where technology and progress is moving at such accelerated rates, that you can't be encumbered by something, an old technology or an old process. So, one of the things I do not like is being told that we can't do something. So I think this was from when I was a little girl. I would always ask my parents, how can I do this? And if they said no, I would rephrase the question, right? So if you think about it today, in the business world, it's about really not accepting no for an answer and always pushing for progress. So the phrase that from one of my mentors many years ago actually is don't let the tail wag the dog. And another one is to embrace change. So we talked earlier about cannibalization, being afraid of cannibalizing yourself or cannibalizing your company. And you can't be. You have to embrace change, and that's how growth really happens.
And on that note, Dawn, what an inspiration it's been speaking with you.
Great to be here. Thank you so much.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining you through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
America, I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Scott Deviney. Scott, you are the CEO of Chicken Salad Chick.
Yes.
Pretty cool name, but not everyone's heard of it, so tell what it is.
If you're outside the Southeast, you probably have not heard of it. Everybody in the Southeast, I think, is hearing more and more of it. But Chicken Salad Chick was founded 10 years ago in 2008 by a stay-at-home mom who made chicken salad out of her house until the health department shut her down. And then she and her husband, Kevin, started their first restaurant in Auburn. It was called The Chicken Salad Chick because as she delivered it out of her house, people knew her as the chick that delivered chicken salad.
Right, very
good. So hence the name. We dropped the, so now it's Chicken Salad Chick. And that's really how we got our beginnings.
So there are a lot of retail food companies. Everywhere you look, someone's popping up, and there's old burger places, new types of burgers, and is there anything really different about what you do?
Many things. We start with chicken salad is a staple all over the country. Here in Manhattan, every street corner has chicken salad and tuna salad on their bar somewhere. It's a staple across the world, or at least in the U.S. And so Stacy's thought was, everybody gets it. Everybody has their own unique flavor of what they like and what they don't like. Our brand now takes the original chicken salad, and we've created 12 different flavors. We have fruits and nuts, hot and spicy, and then we also have some traditional and savory flavors. And so we have that different taste profile for everybody. And so people ask all the time, it's chicken salad. You know, how can you make a restaurant company out of chicken salad? And my answer is, a burger is a burger, and you add toppings. A pizza is a pizza until you add toppings. Chicken salad, no different. It's a great medium to add different flavors and change the taste profile. And everyone likes that made from scratch feeling, and they want to eat something that's good for them. So we're making it from scratch in every restaurant every day, and then we're serving it, whether it be a scoop or a sandwich. And our guests love the fact that we make it from scratch. More importantly, they love it because we serve it from the heart.
There you go. I like that. And it's probably a lot healthier than the burgers, I'm taking a stab at.
Yes, yeah, so good assumption, right?
Yeah.
We don't have any fryers or grills in our restaurants. So all of our chicken, it comes in fresh. It's not frozen. We steam it, and then we mix it. So everything is made from scratch every day, all fresh chicken.
Okay, I see one right there. What's that, with cranberry or something?
Yeah,
I'm going to try a little bit.
You have to try this.
And I'm a New Yorker. I'm a Yankee, so we don't have any of these up here.
You don't have any here yet, although at some point our vision is to be America's favorite place for chicken salad. So
wow, that's fantastic. That's like walnuts and cranberries in it?
So cranberries and slivered almonds in our original recipe. So that's called Cranberry Kelly. One of the beautiful things that Stacy did when she started the concept was naming all the chicken salads after people, real people that were important in her life. So there's a story, and we like to say every chick has a story. Not only is there a story around our concept, there's also a story around every flavor that we have because it's a real person.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Scott Deviney, who is the CEO of Chicken Salad Chick. And I understand you're about to hit your 100th restaurant pretty soon in October of 2018. And it was just started in 2008. You took over as CEO in 2015. What is it that takes a company from a recipe that someone has, obviously a great recipe, and then a great concept, where it gets to become a real brand? Because that's something a lot of people are trying but can't do.
If you read the statistics, only 20%, so one in five brands that say, I want to go out and be a franchise concept, ever get to 100 restaurants or 100 stores. It's extremely difficult. It's very... not easy, but it's easier to find a concept, start it, and grow within its roots to somewhere between 30 and 50.
Mm-hmm.
After 30 to 50, it's a real concept, and you need infrastructure, and you need support, and you need good franchise owners that are part of the culture that are bought in if you're doing franchising. If you're not, then you still need that infrastructure, and it's expensive. And most of the time, you're really investment spending until you get to somewhere between 80 and 120. Part of the reason why it's so difficult to get to 100 is you have to make that investment early on, and it's expensive. The other thing, you sell development agreements if you're in the franchise business. And many times you can sell very large development agreements and they never come to fruition. So it's very appealing to the franchisor at the beginning because they can take these big fees, but then the stores never get open and they've wrapped up this territory that never gets developed. So many reasons as to why concepts never get to 100. I stepped into the business when we had 32 restaurants, and there was one VP level person and one director of marketing, and then many people below. We had trainers and some other marketing people, but really at that level that you need to make that investment, it's a lot of money. So that's why people struggle
to get
there.
And now you have 5 VPs.
We have 5 VPs. We have several director levels, and that's not cheap. We've made a significant investment. It's $4 or $5 million probably of overhead to support our growth for our franchise owners. And that's part of what's helped us be successful.
And I'm guessing you've learned lessons. You ran several Wendy's. You took it from, I'm not sure, was it 9 up to 24, something like that?
I bought 19.
You had 19.
And then added 5 more, so I had 24.
You had 24. What did you learn what to do and what not to do about a restaurant situation from that Wendy's experience?
It's a great question. I was a Wendy's franchisee for 6 years. We had 4 CEOs at Wendy's in those 6 years and 4 new building designs. So being the CEO today of our brand, coming from a franchisee, where I saw what worked and what didn't work.
So you see from the other perspective.
I have sat on the other side of the table, and our franchise owners, I think, appreciate the fact that I've been in their shoes.
Well, that's so that you know. And is there anything else you learned of lessons, of things that really work in the franchise business?
Yeah, the intriguing part is they're so diametrically opposite. Wendy's core customer is primarily male. Very, very little focus on health conscience, right? And they're coming in to get a double or a Baconator, large fry, and large drink and a Frosty. This brand is 80% female. And the female is the one driving the purchasing decision within the household these days. So we are targeting the right person, and they make the decisions. If you're somewhat with kids as well. So we have 80% female, of which the average age is 42, with 2 kids under the age of 14 living at home. That is a perfect American family today.
What a great demographic. And you've and by working with the women, do you have women franchisees then?
We do. We have about 50 franchisees.
Talk about how that, what's happening there.
Well, we have a mix. It's a perfect blend for us. We have female, husband, wife, and then some just men. Mm-hmm. We have a nice cross section, so we can find what works for some works for others. And our franchise owners, some of our men franchise owners, are as actively involved, and they fit the culture just as well as our female only. But clearly, when we can find that perfect cultural balance, mm-hmm. the people that have the servant heart, that's what makes successful franchisee, not necessarily male or female.
And maybe they're becoming healthier just by becoming involved, because they're naturally going to be eating more of it, and this is stuff that's good for you. Just let's say someone listening in, because we have over 500,000 listeners, is interested in a franchise. Is there a phone number or a website that they would go to?
You would go to chickensaladchick.com, and there's a franchising tab in there, and that's where we have all of our information.
Okay, we are about to take a break in a minute. Then we're going to talk about customers, but just give one sentence about what makes a franchisee successful.
You have to have the servant heart. Our purpose as a company is to spread joy, enrich lives, and serve others. So we are looking for that cultural fit first. Then we're looking for people that have been successful either as a franchisee or in their own business, because then they know what it takes to be that entrepreneur. So those are the two qualities we're looking for: culture and the ability to have run a business and be successful somewhere in the past.
I like that. Robert Reese on the CEO Show, back in a few.
Robert Reese with the CEO Show Minute here with Jim McCann, CEO and founder of 1-800-Flowers. You're known for great customer service. Give me an example.
We have stories about the extraordinary delivery situations where a fellow in an airport, his girlfriend gave him an ultimatum and said, if you don't propose to me by the time I leave for Paris with my family on vacation, don't call me again. At the last minute, he decided this was a good thing and he shouldn't miss out on it. And he asked if we could engineer delivery to Kennedy Airport on Long Island to get these flowers with a proposal to his girlfriend to say that, in fact, he did want to marry her. So we had a delivery guy make a special arrangements with the Port Authority police to get right to the gate with the bouquet, and he knelt down and he read the card message to her while her mom and dad and her sister stood there, and he read the proposal to her, and he had a cell phone in his hand saying, if the answer is yes, I'm instructed to call Richard and put you on the phone with him. So we have photographs of that situation. It was covered by the local TV station because they got wind of what was going on, and it's a great story.
Thanks, Jim. Robert Reese on the CEO Show Minute.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Scott DeVinny, who is the CEO of Chicken Salad Chick, a really cool company founded in someone's home, and it's all this fresh chicken salad that I was just eating now, and you're about to hit your 100th. So let's talk about your customers. Who really are your customers? You said that it's mostly women, and women clearly control the spending on every element of our economy.
So the over time, our customer base has shifted, Robert. So we went from what we thought to be 95% female, and over time, based on some menu changes and things like that, and just brand awareness, we've slowly migrated down in the percentage. So we're probably 80%, and in some cases 75% female, because what happens is the female who is making the purchasing decision in the home will bring her significant other or husband, boyfriend, whatever, into the restaurant.
Trying to get them eat healthy.
And they're trying to get them to eat healthy and introduce them to what they love.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's amazing that gentleman will come back and he'll bring his friend, or they'll have a work lunch. And then all of a sudden we've picked up another core customer, and that male, once you've tried it, you understand it, then they'll bring their wife and introduce it to her. So that's how we've spread, is just by putting food in mouth, we've picked up more men and women both. But the 80% is still pretty close. Again, 42 years old on average, but our range is probably somewhere between 30 and 60.
So what do you do in terms of social media, in terms of outreach? What do you do to engage more customers and get them involved so they're part of the Chicken Salad Chick family?
One of the most successful things that our company has done has been very active on Facebook. The core customer who I just mentioned, the 30 to 60 year old female, they're heavy users of Facebook. They like to share with their friends.
But everyone's saying, okay, go on Facebook. I get that. But it's like a platitude. Is there anything unique you do in terms of social media?
Yeah. And every franchise owner, every location has its own page,
mm-hmm.
and we try to get those to be very local. So our owners, we like to say we want them to be mayors of their town. So we ask them to, in the Facebook, for example, be local. Take pictures of local guests, or have those local guests take pictures and share it within their community, because then the reach is a lot bigger. So that's the first thing
that's
that we
smart.
Do is localized Facebook pages.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing we do is when we're opening a new restaurant, for example, or we're celebrating a birthday of a restaurant, an anniversary, we will make an event out of that. So we're going to post that event on Facebook. We're going to ask people to share it so that, you know, when we have a grand opening, for example, today where we are opening a restaurant, we have thousands of likes on the page. And then more importantly, for that grand opening event, we'll have several thousand people interested, several hundred shares, several hundred people going, and that just builds brand awareness for the grand opening.
Now, if you just tuned in, Scott, you said something really interesting in Chicken Salad Chick, and that it's hard to get up to the 100, because that's where you have to put all the infrastructure in. But it seems to me that now that you're at 100, you've already spent a lot of the money. You went from one to five VPs. You've put the infrastructure spend in. So does that mean now you're able to just take off and grow dramatically, or is there another level of infrastructure spend that comes in soon?
Great question. We have built the infrastructure to take us to somewhere between 150 and 200.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to need another layer somewhere. Some of what we're at now is incremental spend. So if we're going to add, let's say, 20 to 30 franchise units this year, we'll need another franchise business consultant. Or if we add another 8 to 10 company stores, then we'll need a new district manager. So it's that incremental variable spend that we'll need. Once you get to maybe 150 to 200 restaurants, we know there's probably another layer in there. Maybe it's another real estate person because of the demand, or another marketing team to help with the field marketing, or another construction and design person, accounting, et cetera. That's that next layer. We think we have a good base now to go to that, maybe 200.
So let's talk about your leadership philosophy. Your background is really banking, SunTrust, and I know that you worked in that actual industry. What did you learn from your banking background that has helped you in terms of the entire franchise business?
It's amazing the things that shape you early on in your life. So I was very fortunate coming out of college to go work for SunTrust. They had a great training program. I think they hired 48 undergrads the year I started, and then went into corporate banking. I lived in New York for a couple of years and then back in Atlanta and did a lot of food and beverage. So the first thing was SunTrust has a great culture. It takes care of its people. It's very family-oriented. So that was the first thing that was sort of ingrained in my mind. And then number two, I got to call on many different companies. So I got to see leaders who took care of their people, leaders that maybe didn't take care of their people and had higher turnover, and maybe they struggled with financials more so than the ones that took care of their people. So those two things helped shape me early on to say, one, let's have a family culture within our business.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, take care of your team, because your team will then take care of the guests.
So you obviously have in your blood a transformative element where you've taken from 32 to now it's going to be 100. What is the key to being a transformative CEO?
Robert, it's a great question. It's, in some cases, transformative means breaking the mold.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, it means stick to what you know and what could get you there. So for me, I want to do the right thing. I want to do the right thing by our team and our franchise owners and build a great culture. In the meantime, we're transformative in our product and in our business, because we're taking what has traditionally been not a mainstream America product on every, you know, table, and we're trying to build it to where this is America's favorite place for chicken salad, and we're doing it with great tasting chicken salad. So sticking to that root and say, don't change the menu and add all of these things that are non-chicken salad based to attract new people, well, that's every restaurant brand. What we're doing is, it's chicken salad, come in, and that's how we're going to break the mold.
And that's really your vision, right?
That's our vision. America's favorite place for chicken salad.
So if I was to come back and interview you, let's say in 2 years, you know, you went from 32 to 100, it gets tougher now. You built this infrastructure. You said, where do you think you're going to be in 2 years?
We'll add 40 restaurants next year and another 50 the following year, so close to 200.
And I think you have to go into Connecticut. Connecticut is very health-centric, and, you know, we could use something like this. This would be great.
You'd know how many requests we get for New Jersey and Connecticut. When they go to Florida for spring break or the summers, we get all these requests or emails to say, when are you going to bring it to New Jersey and Connecticut?
Well, you got one customer here, and I'll put it on my Facebook, too. How about that?
Make it local, right?
Any final advice to people in the food, in the retail business, about what it takes to succeed?
I think the best thing you can do is stick to your core of what got you successful, what made you successful. If you are selling burger fry or salads or chicken salad, whatever you're good at it. Be the best at it and treat your guests correctly, and that will pay off in the long run. Don't try to be all things to all people.
And there you have it. Scott, a pleasure having you on the CEO Show.
Thank you, Robert. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.